Quite often I hear the comment, why do I need a standalone GPS device when I can use maps on my phone? Well, what if you can't use the maps on your phone? In Victoria and New South Wales, it's actually illegal for learner and P1 and P2 drivers to use any function of a mobile phone while driving. Yes, that includes GPS. And there are some other restrictions. It varies in states such as Tasmania, WA, SA and Queensland, so you have to check that out. But basically, this means that if those drivers need navigation, their only option is to use a standalone GPS device. So, no phone, and you have to have that mounted to windscreen or dashboard. On the line to discuss this further is Wendy Hammond, General Manager of Navman Australia and New Zealand. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Now, firstly, Wendy, is GPS navigation really something that's important for new drivers? Is it actually something that helps rather than perhaps becoming an unwanted distraction?
We think so. For us, it's all about safety. We work very hard to provide information to the user that's actually going to act as a driving aid. So if you're a nervous, inexperienced driver, we think it's very key to have that additional little bit of information to make the ride a little bit smoother.
Are there then GPS devices that are specifically catering for the needs of learner drivers?
Well, not specifically for learner drivers, but there's a few features on there that they would definitely benefit from. And one of those is a logbook function. I've got an 18-year-old daughter, soon to be 18-year-old daughter, and she's going to be learning to drive soon. And the logbook function actually tracks her driving hours. So it means it's a lot easier to, you know, front up to the registry office and have a logbook to say how many hours she's actually driven.
And probably more reliable than remembering to fill out a paper log too, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Just one push of a button and it will log it all for you.
Now, what about for anyone who has perhaps not used a GPS device in a few years, what are some of the other features that we're seeing in many of these devices that weren't around maybe, you know, 5 or more years ago?
Probably my favourite is what we call landmark guidance. So back in the day, you'd just be given a direction and turn in 300 metres. But now we've blended that with additional information, of course, with the street name, but we've taken it one step further and it might be turn at the BP station on your right into Smith Street. So you're no longer needing just to rely on distance, because we all see distance differently, and particularly if you're travelling at different speeds. So that really is a nice assurance when you are getting directions. We've also got things like premium alerts, which are things like merging lanes or, you know, truck overtaking lanes, sharp turns, things like that will actually give you prompts and warnings ahead of time, so you can actually just adjust your driving for that upcoming event. That in itself is really good for learner drivers or P-platers that don't have that much experience. We've also got products now, because we do dash cams and we're seeing a big rise in the need for those. We've blended our dash cams and GPS into the one device. So instead of having multiple devices on the dash, it's just one. So it's a full GPS and dash cam all in the one unit.
Yeah, definitely great not to have too many devices sitting on your dashboard. Where would you say is the best place to put a unit like that?
So it's either beside the pillion on the driver's side in the corner for a GPS, so the driver can see it, or in the middle, but low to the dash.
Okay, the idea being that your device shouldn't block your view of the road.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
Okay, and we're seeing that many new cars now have built-in GPS navigation as part of their entertainment or infotainment systems. How do they compare to many of the latest standalone systems like Navman offers?
The ones that I've seen are fairly basic. It will get you from A to B, there's no doubt about that. However, it's not their specialty. For GPS companies like ourselves, this is our bread and butter. This is what we do and this is what we're experts in. So our data is very rich. It has lots of prompts, as I said. It has very rich data in there that is not only just to get you from A to B, but it's about the journey in between. I guess, and the other big thing is when you go to update those maps in a car, it can be, you know, over $1,000 to update the map. With our products, we have lifetime maps, and some of our products we have monthly updates. So you can update, you know, 12 times a year if you want to. And with changing roads, you know, it's important to keep those maps up to date. But in an inbuilt car product, that can be very costly to do so.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, so if I am looking for a GPS device that's suitable for a learner or P-plater, where do I start? I mean, there's quite a bit on the market. Maybe you could steer us in the right direction.
I think the thing to look out for is something that has a good clear screen, that has audible prompts, not only visual, because you don't need to be looking at the screen all the time if the prompts and the directions are very rich. And I think it's something that's just easy to use. And we've actually got products in which we call our Easy Range, and they're designed for people that are just entering into GPS and just want simple navigation but with a good depth of data.
Okay, and talking about features, now I'm just reading that Navman has just come out with a new device that monitors tyre pressures. Can you tell me about that?
We've got a Wi-Fi model of Dashcam that actually, you put little nubs on your tyres, it'll give you the tyre pressure of each of your tyres in conjunction with your, you know, Dashcam recording. So it's just a nice feature, particularly good if you were had a trailer on the back or a boat or a caravan. You could even put those little nubs on those additional wheels at the back.
I have to ask, is it easy for someone to steal those sensors off my tyres?
I suppose so, but why would they? They can't be used with anything else. They're just the same. They look like the cover of your current, you know, nub cover.
Oh, okay. Yep. Fair enough. So it's not like they stand out like some fancy piece of technology.
They just look like a little screw down lid almost.
Excellent. Well, where can I get more info on generally on GPS from you guys and especially on some of these new products?
Straight to our website, navman.com.au, or one of our retail partners such as JB Hi-Fi or Harvey Norman. They'd be willing to help.
Excellent. Wendy, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily today.
Thanks for having me.